You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast, and it's a welcome bonus for us as well. We don't normally get a podcast on a Saturday evening, but because there's only two domestic cards, then we're going to be covering Kilbeggan in its entirety on the programme this evening. So with a 7-race card to get our teeth stuck into, beginning at 5:30, let's get on with the action, beginning with that 2-mile maiden hurdle, which looks to all intents and purposes up for grabs for the favourite here, Shingari from the Dennis Hogan stable. Now, this horse ran two very nice races at the Galway Festival. First of all, in that very big handicap for amateur riders on the first day of the meeting, when finishing respectable 10th behind Whiskey Sour, Swamp Fox, Lagos to Vegas. And of course, with the first three all going on to Frank the Form in the various guises next time out, that form looked solid, and he got beat 7 lengths as well. Shingari himself then went to the back end of the programme and finished a respectable 3rd behind Adoon in what turned out to be quite a strongly run maiden hurdle. The strongly fancied Big Ben gives the form quite a bit of substance, and with anticipated improvement to come from this gelding, now he's already had a sighter of hurdles for the first time, he should really take care of Canny Tom, who has had loads and loads of chances, 24 to be precise, and has yet to get his head in front. And in fact, he was really disappointing the other day at Galway. I actually thought he was going to be good enough to finish in the first three or four that day, but he got stuffed 25 lengths, so he doesn't exactly come here on a crest of a wave. The rest of them, well, it's around about 14, 16 to 1 bar the two, so Shingari should really justify his position as an odds-on favourite in the first.
Race two.
On to the second race, and probably one of the better races on the card, has to be said. And it gives another opportunity for Mystic Theatre to increase her popularity and qualities, as we've already seen two times over in recent runs. That Tipperary bumper has worked out really well, because Penny Jane, the third horse, has won a couple of races subsequently. And the form of that Kilbeggan win, first time over the hurdles, could not have gone any better either. The likes of Gracemount, Nellie Pledge, and even the fourth Dorcas have either won or got placed subsequently. So obviously Mystic Theatre, who was rattling along at a real good pace that day, my time figure suggested that was a very, very good heat for the grade. This horse is clearly above average for this time of year, so even though it looks a bit of a skinny price this morning, around about the 4-9 mark, she should have the qualities to withstand any challenges that Just Janice might be able to throw at her. I do like Just Janice. I actually napped her the other day at Galway, and she ran quite well, finishing 5th behind Miss Eyecatcher, but she just didn't have the tactical speed on the good ground over 2 miles, even on a stiff track. And I think the benefit of stepping up to 2.5 miles will suit her, because she was really impressive 3 starts ago when she won at Clonmel over that distance. But I just don't think she's going to be good enough to beat Mystic Theatre, albeit I do like John Keely's chart. So Mystic Theatre to beat Just Janice is a pretty straightforward recommendation in race number two.
Race number three.
On to what looks a very competitive handicap, despite the proximity of the trigger at the top end of the market. There is plenty of other places up for grabs, because the trigger really does hold all the aces here. This is a good piece of placing here by Ronan McAnally. He's managed to identify a few races that this horse can win over fences, and he's duly obliged at Killarney and at Stratford when he ventured over the Irish Sea the other day. Both times he's looked really impressive, and off a mark of 87, £10 lower than his previous victory, he's clearly a very well handicapped horse. He stays really well, so he shouldn't have too much problem dispatching this field if he can run to the same level. However, at much bigger prices, I'd be very tempted to have a little bit of an each way look on a horse called Little Wade. Now, hopefully Mystic Theatre would have won the 6 o'clock half an hour ago, Because this horse, I thought, shaped quite well in that aforementioned race behind Willie Mullins's Charge, finishing a never nearer fifth. I do like the way he actually kept on in the latter stages. And given that the second, Great Mouse, Grace Mounds, went on to finish third behind Miss Eyecatcher at the Galway Festival, Nelly Pledge won at Sligo the other day, the third horse, and Dorcas also has obliged since. I think Little Wade actually was in quite deep that day. So for a mark of just 83, she's got a really perfectly respectable chance of at least getting in the money. And at 25 to 1 with William Hill this morning, that's where my fiver each way is going to go in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race then, which is a 3-mile one at Maiden Hurdle. And a lot depends on here how Mozilla is... gets on after finishing third in a very good novices hurdle here behind Miss Sapphire and Mr. Showtime. Now, strictly speaking, that form alone is, without shadow of a doubt, the best single piece of form coming into this race. Now, she was a 66-1 shot. Clearly nothing was expected of her. She'd been well beaten on all previous nine starts. So was that just a flash in the pan? Or was it the fact that this horse had a extra distance of ground to run over and it was Kilbeggan? Similar conditions, obviously, tonight, so there's no real reason why she shouldn't run up to that level again. Therefore, I'm probably going to go with Elizabeth Dorff's Charge over at Boston Spray, who ran really well the other day behind one of Noel Mead's nice summer jumping horses called Mr. Destination. He kept on quite nicely in the latter stages to suggest that he's an absolute out-and-out stayer, and distances of ground will definitely suit him in the future. So I think the market's got this about right, because Corjuyo, well, he's just had a gazillion chances, and once again he was disappointing the last day at Sligo. So should be between the front two and the market, but I'm going to believe that form of Mozilla's behind Miss Sapphire here over the course and distance on her last start.
Race 5.
On to the first of the chase races then, which comes up at 7.30. A wide open affair, around about 4 or 5 to 1 the field this morning at time of recording. But I'm going to go with Last Encounter, as I do feel as though he's got the one with the fewest convictions and arguably the one with the most improvements coming into this contest. I thought he ran really well, actually, over this course last time out behind Newsworthy, keeping on well in the latter stages of that well-run affair. There were some decent animals in that lineup as well. The likes of Screaming Rose, Master of Pillow, all useful of their own right. So there's no doubt in my mind that this horse ran well above average to finish as well as he did. He also ran quite well, actually, behind Conrad Hastings on a previous visit here. And the likes of Tesseract, of course, who won at Galway, have gone on to advertise the value of that form. So ran about 5-1 this morning. I suggest we have a few quid each way. And the Last Encounter in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, and my best bet of the night goes here in the shape of Notractalia Boo from the James Motherwell stable. This horse has been a model of consistency in his last four or five starts. Indeed, he was victorious here three starts ago when he lowered the colours off subsequent winner presenting Julio in a pretty decent fashion. That was the first time he had the hood and tongue tie combination on, and he's done nothing wrong when he's had the same contraptions on his last two runs. In fact, he's finished second on both occasions. Looked like winning the other day, actually, at Killarney, going down to the last when he took the running up and headed Sir Jack Yates, who had made the running, only to get done by the re-rallying Joseph O'Brien trained individual in the last 50 yards. But they were well clear of Manuka, who gives the race a nice solid look about it. So, round about 6-7-1 this morning, even though he's up against Black Zambezi, who's got a bit of a love affair with this track, I'll go with the each-way call of Notractalia Boo in that 8 o'clock.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this looks a good opportunity for the favourite here at any time now to get his head in front. He certainly ran well the last day down in Downpatrick when he made the favourite pull out all the stops exchange rate from the Willie Mullins stable. And with that horse going on to justify good strong support at Galway next time out, the form is there for all to see. He also ran well on debut here over tonight's course and distance, which has obviously got to stand him in good stead when he was runner-up behind Scully's Dream. And with the pair pulling well clear of the rest, it's clear that this horse has been just a little bit unlucky not to get his head in front rather than anything else. Jamie Codd takes the ride, which is another positive. Odds around about 4-6 this morning. Top price for William Hill. That looks a fairly safe bet there in the concluding race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow on Sunday, when we're going to be taking a look at the 7-race flat card from the Curragh of which the highlight is the Group 1 Phoenix Stakes for the two-year-olds coming up at 3:35. So hopefully you can tune in tomorrow morning. Until then, it's goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.